Art of the Answer, the show where you get a peek inside the minds of some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business leaders. Hear the success stories behind their companies and get to know them inside and outside of the boardroom. No press releases, no sound bites. Just an authentic conversation that explores from the moment their business was conceived to the vision for its future. Now, here's your host, Ken Cervera.
AM 560, The Answer. This is Part of the Answer. I'm your host, Ken Cervera. We have a fantastic show for you lined up tonight. My guests on Part of the Answer tonight have an excellent financial service company located in the beautiful town of Hickory Hills, Illinois. It's called Kelly Financial Services. John Kelly and John Horan are my guests on Part of the Answer. Guys, welcome. John Kelly, it's your second time here, and John Horan, it is your very first. It's your debut.
Yes, it is.
All right, so John, tell me, this is John Kelly, tell me about John Horan.
Well, I've known Johnny now since basically he was a kid. Grew up with him.
He still is a kid.
He's still a little kid. So yeah, he was going to DePaul, so kind of get to, you know, he's different career opportunities ahead of him, so we were talking there about a year and a half, 2 years ago. He said he wanted to come into the financial service industry. And I've always been looking to add different pieces to the puzzle over here, try to help our clients out more.
Sure.
So he was doing pretty good at finance down at school. So when he got out, I told him go get his 65 license. He became our fiduciary in the office, and now he heads up our managed money team.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a good deal, man.
It is so far, yeah.
Yeah, I like absolutely. It. And you're with a great firm. So, you know, that all goes hand in hand, buddy.
I got a good support, a good teacher over here, so it always helps.
What else do you need?
Exactly.
You know, it's a great way into the business. And how's business going?
Oh, it's doing great. I mean, in fact, Johnny and I were just featured in Forbes magazine last month.
Nice!
Yeah, which is pretty good. So
that's cool.
Nice. Yeah, you walk into the company, you're in Forbes.
I'm in Forbes. I'm on the radio with you. I'm doing all right so far.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Man. So, okay, so how long have you guys been in business, John?
I've been in business now since 1994, so about 23 years.
Okay, so you've got a lot of great experience, and I imagine your client base grows every year very steadily, and all things are looking good.
Oh, yeah, we have a huge client base, and it's just getting bigger, and now with the addition of Johnny to the team, we're able to add a lot more to our clients is what their needs are. We deal with a good attorney who sets up our estate planning for us.
That's good.
We got a kind of a complete package.
How many employees total?
We have four total.
Okay. So and who are the other people?
So his mother, Siobhan, is also an advisor with us.
Very nice.
And then we have one assistant. Her name is Fidelma O'Rourke.
Beautiful.
And she does all our administrative stuff, manages the office for us.
See, we like to get everybody in because then they'll listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, you know, and I know this, I've been part of large financial firms before. And, you know, I think sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you find you don't get, you know, it's like being in a large classroom. You're not going to get that kind of individual attention. So it's almost better in a financial firm to be with an independent firm in a lot of ways. And you guys are independent. Tell me what advantages you think you bring to the table.
Well, versus the big firms that are out there, they're pretty much tailored to what the higher management is pushing.
Yeah.
You know, tell them what to do.
Sure.
We're more like a boutique type deal. So we have the opportunity to choose the companies and carriers we deal with, choose the firms we work with, and we pick the best of the best. And that's what we bring to our client. And the nice thing about Johnny being a fiduciary, you know, by law, he has to have the client's best interests at heart.
Sure.
So there's two different advantages. I mean, one, obviously, we have our fixed products, which are for our clients who want safety, mm-hmm. do not want to lose any money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the managed money side, which is a little bit more advanced for people who have a little bit more savvy.
Sure. And you almost have to have some kind of risk in there, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because if you don't have risk, your money's sitting in a bank. And with inflation, you're losing money every year. I mean, people never consider that. They go, well, I'm being safe. I've got my money locked up in the bank. Let's talk inflation.
Yeah.
So inflation is whatever it is per year. And if your money is just sitting there and it's not working for you, then you're losing money.
And fees, too.
Absolutely, you know, right.
A lot of people just have money sitting in money markets, and they're getting eaten up by fees.
That's exactly right.
Risk can equal potential a lot of the time, and just to have a little bit of that can go a long way.
You've got to, because no risk, no gain. And,
exactly.
And it's, you know, as my friend said years ago, he goes, there's two types of money, basically. The money you work for and the money that works for you. And he goes, more of the latter you have, the more you can use the word no.
Exactly.
And I've always been an advocate of that.
Absolutely.
Because I like the word no.
That's what I try and tell my clients is once you get to a certain point, it will work for you. You just got to find, you just got to get there first.
I always told my wife when I first started investing, it's like a snowball rolling downhill because you have, you know, your investments and then you have the dividends your investments are making. And there's only so much time to make them. I mean, you better be saving during your working years because if you get to retirement and you've got nothing, I don't know how you're going to do it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have no many times people come in the office and we're just sitting there and like, what have you done all your life?
That's
you
right.
Know, they're basically relying on Social Security. I mean, granted, situations in life happen. You know, you have divorce, you know,
sure.
illness, loss of job, things
yep.
like that.
Yep.
But like the younger you start, like you said, time. There's nothing that beats time when it comes to investing.
You bet. And you've got time. You've got a lot of things working against you. There's inflation. You know, inflation is a factor. It may not have been for the last couple of years, but it looks like it's kind of inching up a little bit.
It's going to creep
now.
Up, yeah.
You know,
over the next few years.
I think so too. And so you've got so much time to make your, as they said in the movie Lost in America, your nest egg. And if you're not making your nest egg in the allotted time, you're going to have some problems.
Oh, big time. So, I mean, like I said, the earlier you start, the better. You know, I mean, obviously people pay for colleges, you know, you're paying for a lot of our clients now, they're even taking care of elderly parents.
You bet.
You know, like you said, situations happen, you know, your older parents get, you know, sick. You know, you think about the nursing homes. We had a bunch of people in the last month that just came in that are dealing with the cost of long-term care in nursing homes.
Oh,
just
man.
Wiping them out.
And for a lot of these places, it's like $6,000 a month.
$7,500
is yeah.
the average in Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe it. And, you know, I'm using, you know, prices from when my mother-in-law was in there. But, yeah, I imagine they've gone up considerably, and they're going to continue to go up. It's like college. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not investing for your kids' college now, wow, that's going to be a shock. You talk about sticker shock.
Tell me about it.
You got seven kids.
As someone who went to DePaul University, I can tell you that's very true.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And DePaul's not a cheap place.
No, I'm paying for it now, I know.
Yeah, exactly right. So these are all things that you have to consider. So when you bring somebody in, let's say I'm coming in for the first time and I'm meeting both of you guys, and I'm just sitting down. I'm one of these guys, let's say, that has no clue what he's doing, okay? What are the first things you're going to say to me, or what are the first things you're going to try to get to know about me?
Well, what I'm going to do, first of all, is get to know you.
Okay.
Ask you some pertinent questions, you know, what your goals are.
Sure.
What have you done so far? What are you looking to do in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's your sources of incomes?
Sure.
I mean, we know what we do, a Social Security maximization report for all of our clients. And do they have pensions? You know, do you have 401ks? I mean, how much are you stocking away for retirement? And what are your main concerns? I mean, what is your risk tolerance?
Yeah, well, that's a very important question, isn't it? Risk tolerance, because you don't want to put somebody in high-risk things when they're in their 50s, for instance, because they're nearing retirement. And so, you know, you want to divert a little bit towards that, but not a lot. You know?
Well, like the key, we do a lot of workshops, Ken, across the South Side. We do a lot of Social Security maximization seminars.
Sure.
I mean, we'd probably do it right now. We're probably up to doing 6 to 7 a month at different locations around the South Suburbs. But one of the questions we do ask is, what is your risk tolerance? And,
right.
And how much can you afford to lose? I mean, a lot of our clients, like I said, they're on the 5-yard line. You know, they're getting 5-6 years out from retirement. They can't afford another 2008.
Right.
They can't afford another fumble because it takes 6-7 years to get that money back.
Sure.
And a lot of people do not have that time horizon.
I had a cousin who put all of his money in his company's stock. And the stock, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And about 3 weeks before he was going to retire, the stock went belly up and plunged. And he couldn't retire.
It was Enron.
Yeah.
It was Enron, and then there was, I'm trying to think of the name of the company he was with, but I can't.
WorldCom was another big one.
WorldCom, MCI was
Lucent,
another
Lucent.
One. Lucent was the one.
Mm. And that's the problem, is people will put all of their stock, just literally and figuratively, into their own companies and not realize you got to diversify and things like that. Because even if you work there, it could still go belly up, just like any other place.
Absolutely. So as you get into the financial markets, you're right. that risk factor, because the older you get, the less risk you're probably going to want to take on.
Right? I know, absolutely. But I had a guy who came in St. Lucent, came to one of my Oak Lawn seminars back in 2007. The man had 920,000 all in Lucents.
Oh.
And we talked about protecting someone, 72 years old. He says, listen, he says, when he hits the $1 million, he says, I'm going to move it. He came to my workshop 2 years later. He was down to $37,000.
I hate stories like that. I really do, because I can feel the person's pain. My name is Ken Severo. We are with John Kelly and John Horan from Kelly Financial Services, located in Hickory Hills, Illinois. And we're going to be right back on Part of the Answer after these vital capitalistic messages. Stay with us.